TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Look at this.
Huh. Hello.
I will tell you this. I've listened to over the holiday break. I listened to a bunch of different podcasts, none of ours, but a bunch of different types of podcasts and all. And not a single one of them is good as this one.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm talking about podcasts of big time celebrities. Like they have their own podcasts and stuff. Not even close to the amount of entertaining, interesting, and just sheer funny stuff that comes out of this podcast. Having said that, today is probably not going to be one of those banner days. Because I feel like, sure, Ace is gone. Getting married. Way to think it through. He's in Sin City. Getting married. Jamaica.
Sin City, Jamaica. Island Sin.
Are they getting married on the beach, out of doors, like in the sunshine, or are they going to be like in a structure with the, you know, where it doesn't have walls and stuff, you know what I mean? It's just open air.
I think it's outside.
I don't know, because they changed the venue, remember? So who knows how, like, they said. I mean, maybe it's, I know it's outside for sure, but...
They've been there 2 days already, living it up, living it up. Oh yeah,
living it up. Yeah, it's great. I can't get enough of it. I do love it.
And so he's going to be videoing some stuff, Alexis, along the way. What do you call that? When you're documenting. He's going to be documenting things and sending videos of the wedding and the festivities and all of that stuff.
Well, that's the plan, was that Cade or him can record some things.
Yeah, Cade's his son.
Cade's his son, yeah, and send to us. But it seems like they don't have the best Wi-Fi,
okay,
apparently.
You know why? Because they're in Jamaica. Yeah. They're in a third world country.
Got a little wedding vlog. Mm. Is what it'll be, I guess.
Really? Now, is that something that he wanted to do? Did he volunteer to do that, or was that something that somebody else had asked him to do?
He definitely did not volunteer to do that. Someone else. That's someone else's idea.
Yours?
No.
Adam?
Yes.
Adam wanted to make sure that he had.
We need some content. Content. Content.
Wow.
He doesn't sleep, that Adam. He's like, listen, I know it's a big day for you, but here's a project.
I had to go drop off the GoPro and the other little device that came in the other day that, like, moves with your phone. And I went to go drop it off to him, and I was like, you got to download the app so that you can, like, just upload everything straight to your phone. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I know he hates this. Like, I know. And I'm like, just keep it simple. Just simple. Don't overthink it. Ace.
Oh, please.
You don't think he hates that he has to have the responsibility to make sure to get videos?
No. Mm-mm. That's why I'm serious. I was asking if he volunteered for that or if Adam wanted him to do it.
See, I would be too stressed to try.
Yeah, I would hate it.
Yeah.
I would just despise that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like my wedding day.
And I'm not saying it because Ace is more of a look at me person than I am. I'm saying it because he's... It's actually a good thing that he's easier to get along with when it's something that's better for the show.
That's a good way.
He's easier to deal with. Hey, Rob, will you call Adam, please?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on.
All right.
Get him on the horn.
get Adam on the horn.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Well, it's going to end up just a bunch of sex videos on the memory card.
Yikes.
I don't even want to touch the GoPro anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now that you just said that.
Who wants to touch that thing? Lord knows where it's been.
What if they use it tonight?
I'm sure they will. Why? He's always joking about it. Like, I'm going to set up a tripod.
Creep. Yeah.
He needs a book.
Yeah.
Just prop your phone up against it. All right. So we're shorthanded today. Rob's having to get Adam on the phone in the other room and then come in here and then punch him up on so we can talk to him through the control board.
I said, TJ wanted to talk to you on Share Funny. He goes, all right.
Hey, lover.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. What you doing?
Oh, my gosh. You know me. Mm. It's the always enjoyable spreadsheets, paperwork, and fun for all.
Yeah. Well, I was just wanting to ask you about something. Alexis said that you made Ace take a GoPro and all the equipment with him so he could video all of his wedding festivities and everything. So, in other words, you're making him work on his wedding and honeymoon.
I don't really recall that was the exact way that I phrased it. So I can verify that there may be some recording equipment in another country right now. But the goal would have simply been for the fun of the 18-year-old to just mess around while people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then record and send back to us.
Right, right.
That's what Cade wants to do.
Yeah, nothing so, for the bride and groom.
Yeah, well, Riggins has a really good point in how he does not want anything else to do with that GoPro when it makes it back.
Yeah, he's going to be using it to film sex videos.
It needs to be like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Might be valid.
I know. I'm not touching that.
Like, can you please check the memory card on that before you give it back and make sure there's nothing that...
But I was just wondering whether it was your wanting Ace to do that or Ace wanting to do that.
No, me. Ace was... And first off, I only just went through Ace in that, is it okay to talk to Cade? I wanted to make sure that that was done with some permissibility.
Yeah.
And then from there, it was just going to be... You know, like stuff that happens more. There was the cell phone video thing that we bought that we were hoping was just going to be easier for him.
Right, right.
To send it.
Okay. So you're not making Ace work on his wedding and honeymoon.
Should I?
Not a good answer, Adam. Not a good answer. That was great.
I don't think I've ever heard Adam snicker like that.
Oh, not good.
Hey, why don't you just make him cut his honeymoon short and come build you a new deck?
We can do that. And
pick up your dry cleaning.
That's all we needed to know. That's funny.
It all is right. 2021. All different rules now.
Yeah, that's good. Well, just so you know, you may end up with Jack Squat because he said the internet signal there is so terrible. The Wi-Fi is so bad. So that tells me that, you know, he's not going to bring back anything.
Yeah, because it doesn't take internet to film videos on a GoPro.
Yeah. He texted me that first thing this morning. It was like 6:05.
If it's anything like getting audio at Disney World with the Grinkids trip like we're supposed to do the entire time we're there, it's like last day going, oh, shit, we got to get some interviews. Like, well, they said they didn't want to talk on the radio. So, okay, well, we'll mark them off. Kate, have you gotten any footage for Adam?
Huh? What? Do
oh,
what?
Shit. Okay.
Well, we were hoping that it would be fun for, you know, the 18-year-old to get in, you know, whatever, a memory card, go back to the room where I assume there's some sort of internet connection, just upload it, send it to Alexis, and that's
right.
That's that, and only from today.
Sure.
So okay. We'll see.
Yeah. By the way, Adam refers to our kids by their age. Like, mine is the 17-year-old and the 20-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Ace is the 18-year-old. Okay. All right. Well, we don't want to hold you up from your spreadsheets and all that stuff. You're a spreader. We know.
I know.
We know you're a
thank
spreader.
You.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was funny. Wow. My God.
All right. We got to take a break.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So, Riggins, you said every day your dad gets up in the morning or at some point during the day and drives to the nearest McDonald's just to get your mom a Diet Coke.
Every day.
What?
Sometimes multiple times a day.
Is it in the morning?
Usually.
Okay, first thing in the morning. And that'll be happening more now that he's retired and she's retired because she doesn't like anything but fountain drinks.
Yeah.
That's like true love.
Oh, with that, because I said you would never catch me doing that for somebody, so he must really love her. And she doesn't even ask, like, I don't think so. I've never felt a love that strongly that would be something I would do. Really?
I would do that.
Would you?
Sure.
And she doesn't even say it, like, nicely when she's reminding him. She's like, Tom, you got to go to... Get me my Coke. I guess he's going. Every single day.
Does she drink coffee?
No.
This is what her coffee is.
Yeah, basically.
Why have they never had the fountain installed in the house?
We talked about it when I was home. I said, you know, I've seen YouTube videos of people installing the fountain system, and my dad already has a plan. He says, we'll put the syrup and the carbonation thing out in the garage. We'll feed the lines in through the den and it'll come into the kitchen and we'll have it sitting on the counter. My mom goes, no, I don't want to look at it though. So like, she's like, no, you're going to take your ass to McDonald's. Get me my drink. I'm not interested in having a fountain in my kitchen.
How far is it?
Probably 2 miles, 3 miles. It's not far.
But it's a 15 minutes.
It's a 15, at least 15 minute trip.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day.
And sometimes more than once a day.
Sometimes twice.
Does she ever go with him?
I don't think so. At least the 3 days that I was there, she didn't.
Okay, well, she may be looking at it now as just a few minutes to herself.
That's what I was thinking.
I think he's probably thinking the same thing as well.
Uh-huh.
Let me just get out of the house.
Well, I know I've already gotten you 5 Diet Cokes today, but I'm going to go get you another one.
Yeah. Well, because I told my dad I wanted...
He comes back smelling like Jim Beam and cigars.
Exactly. I told him to go get beer, and he brings back a 12-pack. I'm like, Dad,
just
get a case
of
beer. Like, get a case of beer. But he refuses to buy the case of beer. And, you know, I'm through 12 beers in an hour or so, and he's like, oh, my God, you're drinking a lot. I'm like, shut up, you're drinking Jack Daniels.
So he won't buy a case. Is it kind of like whenever I was a smoker, when I first started smoking, I would go buy 2 packs of cigarettes at a time, but I would never buy a carton because I always told myself if I bought a carton, then that means I'm a full-on smoker. There's no turning back.
Maybe.
But as long as I'm just buying a pack here or there, then I'm still just a casual smoker.
I looked at it like when he never bought my brother the 2 sausage McMuffins.
Yeah.
Even though he wanted them and he knew he would eat them, my dad just like refused to do it. Yeah, you don't need to. So I guess he was thinking, you don't need 24 beers. I'm like, well, I'm going to be here for 3 days. Go get a bunch of beer. So I don't know. It's just pain in the ass.
So then would you have to go get more beer when you ran out?
No, he went and got more.
Yeah, because you couldn't drive.
Yeah. Exactly. And now they're down to 1 car, so they're going to try to make that work.
Because they go everywhere in the neighborhood on a golf cart.
Everything. You can go to the grocery store in a golf cart. They have golf cart parking. So they drive out of the neighborhood in their golf cart. And now, you know, over the time I was there, we installed a heater in his golf cart, which I got him for Christmas, and some new tires and things like that. So it's more capable.
You pimped it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they freaked out by Corona?
I think my mom more so than my dad, but not freaked. They don't live their life in fear.
Okay. Because some people, when they retire, they automatically, you know, become one person. Whether they like it or not, they, you know, and I think my in-laws have kind of done that.
Yeah.
It didn't help the fact that as soon as they retired was when COVID started. So they were forced to be in the house. And in Louisiana where they live, it was bad in the beginning. You remember it was a hot zone, hot spot. Yeah. And, so they were just stuck there just watching the news every day. Yeah. So, you know, your dad's going to keep playing softball and golf, so that's good.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of activities that he loves doing. My mom's made best friends, and she's got a ton of new friends there. So, yeah, they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Is she as excited to be retired as he is?
No.
No?
No. She, matter of fact, when she left 2 weeks ago or whatever, she was crying, wondering if she had made the right decision. But my dad's already thinking... You know, he's like, what am I going to, you know, he wants to get his real estate license and start selling houses. He wants to get another job. And I think my mom would be just as happy to continue working. Brings her into the city. It keeps her, it makes her feel like, you know, she's about it, you know.
Yeah.
She likes moving around.
Because they're young. They're not, they're not old. They're not like your grandparents' age.
Right.
Which I was an adult when my grandfather retired.
Yeah.
So how old are your parents? Like 65?
Yeah. 63 and 65.
Yeah. So that's really young now, especially to me.
Right. Well,
now that I'm 71.
Yeah. So my dad's all about just like he's lost some weight. So he says, you know, I've never been so happy as when I'm playing softball. He goes, I don't give a shit if we win or lose. I just want to get on base, make a couple plays. That's all I care about. And now he's playing pickleball. He's playing poker with these guys on Wednesdays.
What's pickleball?
That's a good ass question. I don't know, but there's a big league for pickleball in this community, and he had to learn how to play it. But apparently he loves it. I have no idea.
And, you know, I admire that because, Riggins, I think you can identify with the way I would be in this situation. Hmm. If I retired and I'm living in one of those communities, there is no way I would be out there doing activities with everybody, and I would be so melted into the couch and – if I went out in the yard, I would check first to make sure none of the neighbors were out there. I was going to have to chit-chat with them and all that. I'm going to be a terrible retired person.
Or, well, listen, it's whatever you enjoy. I think a lot of people in their neighborhood do that because when I was walking around, you don't hear a thing. You don't see anyone.
But you die faster if you don't stay active.
Probably. Probably.
So it's a wonder I haven't been dead for 10 years.
Oh, true. But they've got cliques in the neighborhood, like the dog park people. they know about what all the events are happening, the people that go to the dog park all the time. Then there's the, I don't know. It's just like, it's funny. Very clicky.
And do they always know when somebody's got company? Like, everybody know. Oh, well. Well, I guess we won't be seeing Tom and Nancy. Their son is there, the one with that dog.
With that dog, yeah. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, yeah, there's a guy that works in our building. His dad lives in the neighborhood. And I brought it up, and he goes, oh, my God, that guy's got a girlfriend. My dad was just floored that there was somebody in the neighborhood that just was dating somebody.
Because of their age?
I guess so. He was just floored.
Is he single?
Yeah, he's single, oh, okay. But dating this woman. And he just talked about this guy forever. And he's got a girlfriend. Like, he just thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
I can't wait to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, yeah, it was an interesting time.
Tell him you don't want those problems.
That's a please.
But you can't ever imagine yourself loving somebody enough to go to McDonald's for them to get a Diet Coke every day.
Hell no. And to not even like ask sweetly. I'm like, Mom, are you kidding me? She's like, Tom, you got to go get my drink. I was like, are you kidding me? I would have told you to. No, there's no way. I've never known a love like that, which is kind of sad, like that I've never felt. That's something, somebody I would love so much that I would just willingly want to do that for him.
Romantic or platonic, I guess, or just romantic. I mean,
the only love, the deepest love I've felt outside of my family is for my dog.
Yeah.
I've never, and I, you know, I've dated people long term and I've loved them, but.
I've never been in love.
Oh, really?
Never. Mm-mm.
In love.
Yeah, I've loved the relationship I was in. I think I loved him as a person. I cared, but I've never been in love, ever. So when people talk about that, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, that concept is so foreign to me.
Maybe I haven't either. I don't know.
Well, let me ask this, though. This just hit me. So I would, if my wife wanted a Diet Coke from McDonald's every day, I would go get it. Now, that is a grand gesture. So does it negate the gesture if I bitch about it the whole time?
I don't know.
Because I can see myself doing it.
Yeah.
But I would probably be like, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll go get your damn Diet Coke. What, you know, and I wouldn't say it to her. Maybe I would just say it on my way there. I would grumble and hate going. Oh. Or either I would go when she would say, time to go get my drink. I'd be like, and then I would tell everybody else that I know, hey, let me tell you what she has me do every day. Can you imagine?
I think it's worth. Yeah, I think that's.
So does
totally
it still
acceptable.
Count as a good gesture?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
if
because
you do
you're
it begrudgingly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then put me down for that. Because I could do a lot of things begrudgingly.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But you're forced to. Like, I don't know.
And he doesn't gripe about it though, your dad.
I don't think so. But yeah, I didn't know it was happening every day, and apparently it's been for a couple years now.
Hmm.
If she doesn't stop. You know, on her way home from work, he'll go out after he's been to work. And he had like a 2-hour commute to work both ways.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. You go to McDonald's just to get a Diet Coke.
She's like swears by the fountain drink from McDonald's.
Yeah, it is special. It's something different than everybody else's fountain drinks.
Yeah.
They have a special deal with Coke at McDonald's.
But I don't think that I like something that much that I would send someone to go get it every day. Like, I can't think of anything like that.
Well, oh, I could. It's time to go get my Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie. Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Earlier on the regular old show, we were talking about things that Alexis is not going to do anymore, according to her own rules, what she's not going to do anymore in the year 2021 of our Lord. And you didn't mention that you're not going to let your loser friends flop at your house for 2 days.
That also. Yeah, well.
Well, she didn't call them her loser friends. The emailer did. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I had a couple friends come over on Christmas Day, like later on in the afternoon, and just watching basketball and, you know, extracurricular activities that usually happen at my house.
Oh, little sessions.
It was an orgy?
No, it was not an orgy. Oh. Not that kind of session.
Oh, you mean marijuana smoking.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Shame.
Earth vibes.
I don't know which one's worse.
So, yeah. So, you know, you end up, you know, eating a lot and smoking. And so you pass out. And I'm not going to, like, ever. That's when I don't know what to do. If someone's coming to visit my house and they end up passing out on my couch, I'm not going to wake them up and be like, hey, you got to go home. Right. So, and you know, so it was my friend and his brother. So they just stayed the night. And then the next day we wake up and we're watching TV and we're smoking and they ended up staying again.
Too high to do anything else.
So it was just you and two dudes? I thought it was a bunch of people.
No, it was just two guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't say it like that. You and two dudes.
Well, if your mom walked in, what would she say? Look, Alexis, it's you and two dudes. What are you and these two dudes doing?
They're gentlemen, Mom. Were they smoking up all your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a good host, though.
You are.
I know. Apparently. I know.
Were you wearing a wave cap?
No, I was not wearing a wave cap.
I just picture you in a wave cap.
Yes. Oh, uh-huh. God. But yeah, I was just like, okay, I got to go to my mom's because I was going to my mom's that same day. So by the time I came back to Charlotte, because they were in my house for over 24 hours, then I drive to my mom's and I stayed there for a couple days. By the time I came back, I was like, I don't want to see any humans at all in any way, shape, or form. Don't call me. Don't FaceTime me. Don't text me. I need to be alone.
Okay, so what did they wear while they were at your house for 2 days? Did they go get a change of clothes?
No.
Did they have extra clothes in their car? Did they wear your clothes or some clothes that maybe your boyfriend from long ago had left over there? I mean, they just wearing the same clothes?
Yeah, like they came over in like, you know, lounge, just sweats or whatever and a hoodie. And it wasn't like it was planned that that was going to happen.
Right. I know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so they didn't go home. It was just kind of,
what about toothbrushes?
Nope. They use mouthwash.
Mm.
I know.
Do they play video games?
They did.
Mm. Where'd they get that? You got video games.
I have video games, yeah.
Okay.
But we all played, like, we were playing games like Pac-Man or Frogger and stuff like that, so we're all taking turns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was fun. It's just that I have realized, and I've known this for a while, but now that I'm 30, I think that I definitely know for sure that I love being around people for a very small amount of time, but after that, like, I just really want to be by myself. Like, I start getting in a bad mood. I start getting cranky.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
You know what you call that?
What?
Being a normal morning radio personality.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
Well, except for Ace. He's never like that. He wants to be surrounded by people all the time. He's a weirdo.
I don't know how.
He weird.
He definitely needs a lot of people.
I can't. Yeah. I just need quiet.
He's a more the merrier person. I am not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it takes both.
And then, like, I go to my mom's house, which I love going to my mom's house. It's a great time, and she always has some type of activity planned. Sometimes I feel like she thinks I'm still a child because
we're... Ooh, what would make you think... think you're still a child.
We're getting ready for dinner, which I cooked for her. I went all out. But as, you know, we're waiting for things to cook and stuff, she takes out watercolors and a piece of paper and puts it in front of me. And's like, okay, we're going to paint now. I'm like, okay.
Like watercolors like you would have in kindergarten that always was light. Like you put it in the water, then in the paint.
Yeah, she had like a whole palette.
Oh.
She brought it out with a bunch of brushes, like all types of brushes.
Wow.
Because this is what she does all the time. This is her thing. She's very arts and crafts. She's always working on something. Mm-hmm. So whenever I go, I get incorporated into these things.
Yeah. Now, what did you cook for her?
I made salmon, and I made Brussels sprouts, cooked with bacon, and I made mashed potatoes.
Are they allowed to eat all that?
Yeah, they are allowed to eat.
Jehovah's that. Witnesses?
Yes.
They can eat bacon?
Yes.
And salmon?
Yes.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
I heard that's the vegetable of the devil.
Yeah, okay. And steak. I made steak, too. A little surf and turf.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to, so the next day we went to the Columbia Zoo, which I love animals. It was great. We had a good time. But on our way back, since she lives in a small town, the biggest city next to her is Columbia. So on our way back, she said, well, I need to stop at Trader Joe's real quick. And I was like, okay, we go to Trader Joe's. This woman buys 10 bottles of wine. Every time she goes to Trader Joe's, she stacks up on her bottles of wine and she'll fill up her entire wine thing because she has wine. She drinks wine every night.
Is it that Trader Joe's wine that everybody talks about? What was it that Tracy that used to work for us, Regan's?
Two Buck Chuck.
Charles Shaw. It's mm-hmm. Two Buck Chuck. Now it's Three Buck Chuck.
I don't know how much it
is. Is that what it is that she drinks?
No, she gets a bunch of different bottles, but they are cheaper at Trader Joe's than they would be anywhere else. So it makes sense why she does it. But I told her, you know, we're in the car, and I said, so you just went into Trader Joe's and bought 10 bottles of wine. I can hear him clanking in the trunk as we were driving. I said, I don't ever want to hear about my weed smoking ever again. I was like, because you have a vice.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. I'm not going to talk about your vice. Don't talk about mine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did she then throw at you, but one's legal and one's not?
No, she didn't say that. She just said something about my dad being a pothead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that from your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
10 bottles of wine.
10 bottles of wine.
Stocking up.
Clanking all in the back.
That is interesting that she does kind of treat you. I mean, you painted with watercolors and you went to the zoo. It is childlike. I wonder.
I think that sometimes she feels, you know, my mom had me when she was 17, so she was a young mom. And then my brother was born. So most of her young adult life was taking care of kids. Right. And I think that sometimes she feels guilty that she didn't do a lot of those things with us because she was always at work.
Yeah.
So she's like making up for lost time.
Or maybe she recognizes something in you that tells her that you haven't gone beyond, you know, the intelligence of a third grader.
Or that.
You haven't
think about that?
Grown. I mean, I don't want that to sound insulting. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, a mother's love.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, an aunt? Come on.
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah.
Open up.
But why would she still treat you like you're, you know, a child? Because didn't you say that you love the zoo and you wanted to actually work at the zoo?
Yeah, no, I do. I do love the zoo.
Because what do you want to do at the zoo?
I just want to hug the animals and play with them and snuggle them. And I would feed
them. There's nothing
them.
Childlike just... about that. Her mom's way off base here, Riggins.
She doesn't even know.
Well, she gave me a page out of her coloring book not too long ago. And on vacation, I was like, I put it up on my refrigerator. And I said, here, Alexis, I put up your painting on my refrigerator. She goes, good. I was wondering if you put it up.
I was. I didn't want to ask.
Her artwork.
Okay, there might be a couple things about me that maybe might come off a little childlike or whatever, you know. But that's just like, I have a young soul. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all.
A good way to put it. have a young soul.
I have a young soul.
So she wants to snuggle and hug all of the animals, but she doesn't want to have to clean up their poop.
Yeah, no, not doing that.
So that's why she's not working in the zoo.
Yeah.
There was this koala bear that was the cutest thing. Like, I almost lost my while I was there because it was on the tree and it was hugging the tree and it was eating the leaf, and all I wanted to do was jump over that thing and just hug it. Like, I had this emotion, like I couldn't even contain myself.
What venereal disease is it that they carry? Is it chlamydia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told my mom that. I was like, Mom, did you know koala bears all carry chlamydia?
Yeah.
I don't know if they all do.
I think they're all born. I thought they were all born with it.
Well, maybe they are.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's born with it.
Chlamydia.
My mom's like, oh, my magnets would heal them.
Mm. Can magnets get rid of crabs?
But yeah.
They cure corona.
Is that right?
That's what she was telling me this morning. She said her mom put a magnet on one of her friends, on her heart, and on her Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. Just put it on your urethra.
Hey, how do you pronounce it again? One
urethra.
More time? Urethra.
Urethra.
Sometimes I have trouble pronouncing things.
It's not near the heart, though. What are you talking about?
No, she said and on the heart and.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, urethra. Down on
urethra.
Her. Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
She goes, tell her Aretha. And I was like, yeah. And then when she finished, I go, you mean like her Aretha Franklin? Huh. First thing this morning, y'all missed it. Oh, yes. So great.
You knew what I meant.
Did I?
I think so.
Did I? Is it time for another break?
It can be.
Big ol' ass here, Rob. Okay.
Do it.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I noticed two kinds of, there were two different camps on the social medias on New Year's. Those who were all bright and optimistic and saying, thank God 2020 is over, 2021 is going to be so much better and all that. And then there were the ones just shooting them down. You know, it's not going to be any different than it was. You think all of a sudden the sun's going to come up and all the problems are going to be gone.
Let me guess which camp you were a part of.
I didn't get in it.
You didn't get involved?
No.
Good.
Nope. I don't get in social media stuffs anymore. I used to like stirring it up, but I don't.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It is. Especially now that I've gotten into Law and Order.
It's gone. Social media has gone by the wayside.
Yeah. And my mom had always talked about this great detective show that was on in the 70s, and it was so great, and she, you know, one of the best detective shows you'll ever see and all of this. And I like the guy who plays the lead character. I liked him in other stuff that I've seen him. And I've seen little pieces of the show, the detective show, enough to where I could actually do a little bit of an impression of the guy. And I got that, okay, back then, that was a good show. Well, on Sundance, which is a channel that I like, they were doing a marathon of the 1970s detective drama called Columbo. And it won like many, many, many Emmys over the years. And he won an Emmy. And he's, you know, critics say this is the greatest show ever and all this stuff. And I go into it watching. I said, all right, well, I watch this. Thinking, all right, so it was, and I looked to see when the episode was that I was watching, 1974. I was 5 years old. And I was like, okay, now that I'm into detective stuff and all of this, then I'll give it a shot, but not expecting a whole lot. Because I went back and watched, Deliverance.
Yeah.
With Burt Reynolds, that was made in the 70s. Groundbreaking movie. Everybody references Deliverance all the time. And I was like, okay, I can see for its time that this was good and all that stuff. So I wasn't expecting much. And each episode of Columbo was 2 hours, sometimes over 2 hours.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so it's like a movie, each one of them. And it's pure 70s.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. So I told my wife the story, and she goes, well, great, I guess now we'll really never see you. You got another show to keep you upstairs watching nonstop.
That's one way to look at it. Not that, hey, great, look at something new I found that I'm really enjoying. Nope. It's great. Absentee father.
Yeah. But it is good.
Columbo. Who is that?
Peter Falk.
Peter Falk.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. I hate to bother you.
Right.
There's just one more thing. It's not quite making sense to me.
Was it a full season of two-hour episodes?
It was a bunch of seasons, yeah.
And they did like a 10-episode or 20
I think
episode?
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, and I've never seen a front-to-back episode yet until the other day. And it was good.
Well, great.
I finished, though, Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I finished that like maybe an hour after I got home for vacation. Yeah. I mean, it was...
Crushed it.
Yeah, that day I finished. All right, what am I going to do? I'm going to go finish. So I went through, what has it been, 4 seasons of that? Or 3?
No, there's 4 seasons, isn't there?
Yeah. But I went through that in record time.
Yeah.
And that's a spinoff.
Yeah. It's a prequel.
So they already have 4 seasons? I thought it was fairly new, that show. I guess not. Is it old? Really.
No, mm-hmm. It's not old, but it happened... It started after Breaking Bad ended, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
I still haven't watched Breaking Bad. I know. I need to just watch it.
That was a good one.
And then Jody and I watched that, The Undoing.
The Undoing was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. Except I figured it out way ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good, though.
Yeah. It was.
I'm doing the West Wing, because I'd only seen a couple episodes. That's a fantastic show.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Is it all liberal and, you know, Martin Sheen playing the president?
That's like the least interesting part about it is their actual political affiliation. It's more of just like the workers inside, but it's fast moving and it's so funny and so good. It's just a great show.
Did you finish The Queen's Gambit?
No.
No? Are you not into it?
No.
Really?
No, it seems so sad.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems sad.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, because I did the same thing. As soon as we got off, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, the world feels like it's at your fingertips. Uh-huh. That first day of vacation, you're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Then fast forward 5 days later, I'm like, what have I done for 5 days? Because I got nothing to show for it. And it's depressing a little bit. And then you start to cherish every day. So, but I lost an entire week. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I did all my productive stuff this past weekend to try to make up because I felt the same. You know, stage my house, get the bad energy out, 2020.
Yeah, did you say stage it or sage it?
Sage it.
Sage it. Like, I saw you on the internet burning burning that sage all over.
Mm-hmm. Sage is also good for killing airborne bacteria.
It is.
FYI.
It's been proven.
Okay.
It's been proven by scientists.
I don't know about the scientists, but
proven by who?
My mama said it.
It's proven somewhere. Someone proved it.
The Gordon Fisherman. Who the hell proved it?
I know someone did.
Google that real quick, Riggins. It's sage scientifically proven to kill airborne bacteria. Where do you even get it?
You can get it anywhere. You know, you can get it at the places where you get crystals. Oh. You can get it at smoke shops.
Okay, so all
shops.
Of the places that I go.
Verywellmind.com.
The crystal store, the head shops.
Where else?
The vape place.
You're shaking
the anal bee emporium.
They do not have it.
So no scientific proof that
it's on Snopes. It says that's false. It says 94%, just like you said, has been circulating since 2007, and scientists say that is uncertain.
Well, uncertain does not mean
it's highly controversial, since breathing in smoke has known harms. Like, obviously.
here's some other things it says it helps with. Protect against free radical damage.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Just of all of it.
Repel insects.
Okay, that's
I can see that.
That's probably
true. Yeah, any kind of smoke will keep mosquitoes away.
Reduce oxidative stress.
See?
That's been proven.
This is on very well.
I don't need that kind of stress in my life. That oxidative type, I don't need that.
So do you have to, when you're going around burning that stuff and obviously videoing it for the internet while you're doing it.
Obviously.
Do you say anything? Like, do you have any special seance type words or
not
anything like that?
Not me. I know there's other people that probably have like mantras and stuff. Since you saw the video, I was playing rap music in the background.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
Yeah, I was playing like this really like just this rap song in the background. So I don't know if that goes together or not, but.
Now, I get that the Native Americans use it for spiritual purposes and things like that. So I'm not, if you're Native American or someone speaking up for Native Americans, there's no need. I get it. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a little pothead.
Crystal collecting.
American girl of Salvadorian descent running around her apartment.
You know, I'm just what? Anomaly.
Burning it, listening to trap music.
Listen to straight trap music.
I just don't see that being the same thing.
I'm hood
as Native
and
American.
Spiritual at the same time. At the same damn time.
You from the spiritual hood.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gang, 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 gang.
Oh. But with love. It's the king of love.
Yeah. Namaste, gang gang.
See, Riggins, you always escaped all of that. Those types of things that come with being a pothead and all that.
Yeah.
You never fell for any of that.
No. Because, listen, look at the people that, you know, you find yourself surrounded by people.
First of all, what do you mean,
look at
the people?
Listen, come on. Have you ever been to a weed dealer's house? You're like, is this what I want to end up like? No, just let me get my stuff and let me get out of here, because you don't want to go down that road. It's not a good look.
I don't know. I've been to some weed dealer's houses that are pretty dope.
So I know. Fair. I get what you mean. It's kind of like one of the things that really made me want to stop smoking cigarettes was being stuck in the airport in Atlanta for a couple of days during a snowstorm and having to go down to that smoker's closet out in the middle of the walkway out there. It was completely enclosed by glass, and you couldn't leave the doors open or anything. It's just clouds of smoke. And I'm standing in there smoking a cigarette that I had to walk for about 5 minutes to get to just to be able to smoke, and then walk all the way back down to where Jody was. And I'm looking around in there and going, is this really, is this what I look like in here? Is
Are
it really
we the same thing?
Yeah, we're the same type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really made me want to quit.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that comparison, but.
But no, he's talking about walking into some, you know, your average weed dealer's house and all the guys and women sitting around there smoking.
To be fair, it's not like potheads go around burning sage and collecting crystals and stuff like that. Not everybody's like that. There's different spectrums of potheads, I feel like.
Oh, really? I feel like that, too.
You know.
That's right. I feel like
But that's what you were asking. Like, how did I escape that kind of...
Yeah, because you could have easily been a crystal person and walk around in dirty clothes and, you know, skinny, scrawny. Mm-hmm. You know, like the guys that work at the vape shops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. They seem like very nice people.
Super nice. Always nice.
Great. I'm just, it's not for me. It's not for me.
They're also the type that like to be around other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is ew.
Yeah, right.
And other people like them. You know, they like to be around other people who are like them.
Yeah, right. They don't call them bowls and bongs. They call it glass. Have you seen our glass selection? That's a bong. That's a bong, bro.
I smoked that out of a glass. Yeah. This is like really
what kind of glass are you looking for?
High end.
Yeah. I'm looking for the one that you put weed in. Well, it's ice cubes and it's got a demon face on it. That's the one I want. This one has a gas mask on it. You're like, okay.
No. That I've always wanted to try.
No, it was exactly what
I feel saying. Like I would, no, like I would die though. Yeah.
So wait, this is what has always been confusing to me. So a bong is something that you put the water in. It's just the whole big contraption. Mm-hmm. But then I've also heard people call those little pipes that you load up, the glass pipes, call those bongs. That's not a bong.
No, right? No, it's a bowl or a bubbler. Some of them can hold water, and you call it a bubbler, but it's not a bong.
Right. So the glass pipe thing is called a bowl.
A bowl, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just got a little bowl that you put the stuff in.
But a bong is bigger, looks like a vase, put the water and put the ice in it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Then you can make a gravity bong, GBs, bro.
Gravity bong, bro.
GBs upstairs if you want to get in. 5 minutes. Be there. I got some dang.
We're going to get quiet here.
So how do the potheads of your world talk, Alexis?
Well, I have...
That's what they sound like right there.
A little more. I have all kinds of friends that are potheads that are up front, all different types.
It takes all different types, bro.
Yeah, Regan's always has the generic voice that he goes with for that character.
Yeah, I have some of those, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to take it to the next level. Like, I'm just okay smoking and just being okay. You're trying to, die.
Well, it's like when somebody pulls out this 6-foot bong, which this kid
I can't
go
do that.
Over to all the time. Pull out like a 6-foot bong, and you're like, okay, this is going to another level. I wasn't ready for this. And then you end up smoking bad weed out of a 6-foot bong, and you're like, this sucks.
A vaporizer.
Yeah.
Is there a benefit to a larger bong?
Yeah, you get more smoke. But if you're putting bad weed in it, it's just a lot of bad tasting smoke.
Especially if they haven't cleaned their bong in a while, too. Ugh. Or if you accidentally have bong water.
And it just...
it's like the worst.
That is the worst.
It's the worst.
It sounds like a party, bro.
Sick, bro.
Yeah, I wish I could get in on some of that.
I do.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.